Singles Holiday, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Beach Beyond by Odeon S. Gade. I found the magazine when I finally found time to look for the photo album my sister-in-law thought my wife had borrowed. The photos from our summer holiday to Finn, 2 years ago. The album, with its cover of flowering ox-eye daisies, was under a pile of Bont magazines, a result of a subscription my wife never cancelled, right at the bottom of our wardrobe. The magazine was upside down between the 6th and 7th page of the album, Naturelle, the magazine for the erotic woman. Strange, I'd never heard of it. Corsica, the naturalist island, it said on the cover, and just below, try the beach beyond, if you dare. Even stranger, my wife and I had already made holiday plans. We had maxed out the cards and spent all our holiday pay for 3 weeks in Corsica, leaving on Tuesday for 3 days. Corsica, Mare Monti, sea and mountain, pine needles and maquis, the aromatic scrubland, which means that you smell the island before you see it, at least if you arrive by one of the ferries from Marseille or Nice. Well, it wasn't exactly news to me that Corsica had nudist beaches. We knew that, and they were part of the attraction. My wife is what you'd call a full naturist, while I'm somewhere between half and two-thirds. Someone who thinks it's nice to swim and sunbathe naked, but who can't quite handle being surrounded by a lot of naked strangers. And they are strangers and strangers. It wasn't my favourite moment when I had to say hi to Mrs. Pettison from 4A when she popped up 12 metres away from us on the beach here at Huck last summer. But I've never heard of the beach beyond. I started studying the mag and forgot all about my sister-in-law's summer memories. There were naked men on every page, and naked men and naked women on the rest. Naked men with semi and full erections. Naked men showing their tight butts to the camera. Naked men were kneeling down and licking their women between the legs, massaging oil-slick breasts and backsides. There were even a few photos of two naked men on a beach and a satisfied-looking woman with long blonde hair holding a cock in one hand and leaning over and kissing the other. All she had on was a horny, satisfied smile, a red lycra top and a pair of white trainers on her feet. Her legs were open and I could see that she'd gone to a lot of trouble with her grooming. The photos went with the article about this beach which lay beyond or wherever. You'll see a lot more stiff cocks here than soft ones, and 9 out of 10 women have bare-shaved pussies. Jesus, what was this? I felt my own cock spring into life as I was reading. This is a beach specifically designed for women who are finally daring to do what they've always dreamed of. Or for couples who love combining naturism and erotica. It's visited by French couples, single men and women all the way from Paris. Was it my sister-in-law who had hidden the mag in here? My correct, but oh so determined sister-in-law who I never thought would have had the inclination. And all this is subject to a few clear rules, namely that it is the woman who set the boundaries. And the key was to wear exclusive sunglasses. Yves Saint Laurent or Gucci. The more expensive, the better, according to Naturelle. The first stage. No clothes.